This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The Melbourne Holocaust Museum has a brand new building and a new installation is coming as well. It's called Bus Stop, and Dr. Brianne Fallon is the head of exhibitions and programming at the Melbourne Holocaust Museum. Joins us in the studio. Brianne, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much for having me, Warren.
Tell us about this new building. Where is it and what's it about?
So we're located in Elstonwick. Uh-huh. We actually always have been since 1984, but we've just had a huge renovation. We're now five levels.
Oh, wow.
And we have a permanent exhibition on the Holocaust called Everybody Had a Name. We also have a permanent exhibition called Hidden, Seven Children Saved, which is for our younger visitors, about those who were saved during the Holocaust by being hidden. And then we have a VR experience as well.
The museum's in Melbourne itself. Is it one of the, more significant Holocaust museums in the world?
There are so many Holocaust museums in the world. What's special about our museum is that a lot of Holocaust survivors actually came to Melbourne. And so we carry their stories. They brought amazing artifacts here. So it's really personal because it's a European history, but it's really connected to our community here in Melbourne.
How did it come about in the first place?
It was actually founded by Holocaust survivors back in 1984, and so you'll feel them at the heart and soul of our museum. And over the years, we've grown and grown, and now we've had this big renovation up to where we are today.
Now, let's talk about the up-and-coming. I was going to call it an exhibition, but it's not. It's an installation. So it's a single piece. It sounds really important. It's called Bus Stop. Tell us about it.
So Bus Stop, as you've said, is an installation piece. It will be temporarily located at the Melbourne Holocaust Museum in March. And it's created by two very renowned German artists, Sti and Schnock. And Bus Stop was their answer to the competition for the Memorial to the Murdered Jews of Europe in Berlin back in 1994. They didn't win that competition, but their piece was so amazing. Bus Stop was designed, rather than being a huge memorial, it was designed to be literally a bus stop where, as the act of memorialization, you were actually taken back to the sites of the Holocaust, to those concentration camps and extermination camps, so that those sites were always remembered and kept alive. So we're recreating the bus stop outside of the Melbourne Holocaust Museum with the timetable to really talk about this act of memorialisation and the power of public sculpture.
Let's talk about the other exhibitions that you have. You mentioned that there's two permanent ones there at the Holocaust Museum. Tell us about those.
So our main permanent exhibition, Everybody Had a Name, is a history of the Holocaust. It goes from pre-war Jewish life. It's really important to understand Jewish life before the Holocaust because you can't understand what was lost if you don't know what was. And then we move through the stages of the rise of Nazism all the way through the extermination process, through to liberation, and then coming to Australia. As I said before, it really focuses on Melbourne stories. The idea behind the exhibition, Everybody Had a Name, is that behind the numbers, the statistics, there are humans. There are individuals with stories and hopes and dreams. And you can go through the exhibition following survivor stories and actually moving through the stages of the genocide with them. It's a really deeply personal exhibition, has remarkable artifacts connected to those survivors as well. So while it is a historical exhibition, it's also one that has the human narrative threaded throughout it as well.
Tell us about the other exhibition.
The other exhibition, Hidden, as I said before, it's focused more on our younger visitors, but everybody will really take something from it. It focuses on seven survivors that came here to Melbourne and shared their stories at the museum. I should say we still have survivors at the museum sharing their stories. You can look on our website when you can come and hear from a survivor. But Hidden, it follows the stories of seven children that were saved during the Holocaust by being hidden at great risk to the people that did hide them. And so you can follow the narrative of that survivor in an age-appropriate way for younger visitors. It's fully interactive. It is a guided and facilitated exhibit. And you follow through their story, seeing how they were hidden, and you learn about the great character strengths, not only of those survivors, but those who hid them as well.
Because it must have been such a risky thing to do.
It was such a risky thing. And what's amazing about this exhibition is that for our younger visitors, you see the hope, the resilience, the bravery and the courage of both the survivors and those that hid them at great risk to themselves. And historians estimate that for every one person that was hidden, at least seven people would have had to help in some way, whether that was providing shelter, turning a blind eye to somebody, taking extra food. So it really is a wonderful story of resilience and upstanding.
Do we have the stories of those who did help hide the children?
So those are infused into the hidden exhibition as well, but it does focus on the survivors and those that came to Melbourne.
Now, we're chatting with Dr. Brianne Fallon, Head of Exhibitions and Programming at the Melbourne Holocaust Museum, about the museum and an upcoming art installation. It's called Bus Stop. Now, while we've got you, as important as it is to learn lessons from history, how do you feel about the current geopolitical situation?
You know, it's something that is always present, but we're focusing on our work. We're focusing on making sure that we're educating as many people as possible on the lessons of the past, because they're just as relevant as today and for our future as well. So we're making sure we're focused on critical thinking, on being really skills-led for our visitors. So for us, it's a really important time to get as many people through the museum as possible.
We had a Pride March here in St Kilda recently, and I know that there was a Jewish group who were marching, and they were quite concerned about being targeted while they were marching. Unfortunately, they weren't, which is great. How is it impacting you and your community? What is going on in Gaza at the moment?
So we also had a contingent at the Pride March. We had a Melbourne Holocaust Museum contingent at the Pride March. You know, safety is always something that is a prime concern. We had security at the museum before, and we have security at the museum now. So it's always something that we're really aware of. In terms of how it's affecting the community, I can't speak for everyone. For me as a person, I'm just trying to focus on my work and making sure that we are educating as many people as possible, because the question about whether we've learnt from the past, that's a big question, and we have to make sure that we actually do take those lessons forward to the future.
That's right. We don't want to repeat them again. That is for sure. Where can we go for more information about the museum and the upcoming installation? I've got it right this time.
Yes, installation is correct. So I would encourage everyone to head to our website, mhm.org.au. You can also head to our social media on Instagram, Facebook, and make sure that you're keeping up to date with our newsletter as well, which you can sign up to on our website.
Is it open every day of the week?
We are open during school holidays. We are open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, 10 to 6. During school term, we are open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2 to 7, and Sunday, 10 to 6.
I can't believe you've memorised that. Brianne, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Brianne Fallon, Head of Exhibitions and Programming at the Melbourne Holocaust Museum.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.